This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Now, new funding of £200,000 to help disabled people participate in politics and stand as local councillors in this year's elections has been announced by the Scottish Government. To tell us more, we have with us Marco Biaggi, MSP. Marco, thank you very much for joining us. More help from the Scottish Government. This follows on from some assistance we were talking about just last year.
Yes, and this is a further development on the back of the work that we had already been doing in partnership with disabled people's organisations. It's very clear that participation in political and public life is a right. It's one of the United Nations Conventions on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities rights, and we want to make that very real. We know that there is support available if you want to go for a job interview, for example, but the job interview for becoming an elected member is election, and we are piloting, as a result, funding to support people who want to go forward for election at local level to overcome issues such as communication mobility that otherwise could be a problem for them.
Marco, we spoke last year in 2015 and you had announced support then for people with disabilities who were interested in getting into politics. Now, this wasn't financial funding, but it was a great deal of support. But this time we are looking at actual cash funding.
Yes, this is cash funding. It will pay for expenses incurred in the process of actually getting selected or elected to local government in the elections that are coming up. We wanted to announce it early. We wanted to announce it early enough that it would influence people's willingness to even go forward for consideration, because it is important that everybody thinks of election as something that they can go for and takes those steps that they need to. So we wanted to get rid of the obstacles, put the funding up, design it in partnership with Inclusion Scotland, who are administering it for us and are the people to contact if any of your listeners want to take advantage of it. And this is a step up based on what we had been doing before to take this to a new level. And I'm very hopeful that it will be able to support a lot of candidates.
You mentioned disabled organisations have been talking about some of these barriers. What kind of things have they been saying have been preventing people from getting involved in politics?
There are a lot of issues. Clearly, there are cultural and psychological issues where people feel that election isn't for them. And to be honest, that affects disabled and non-disabled people as well. That we can try and deal with by signalling very loudly and very clearly that elections, taking part in public life, becoming a democratic representative in this free country of ours, is something that everybody should be able to do. But then there are the barriers that we have been hearing about where, for example, political parties at a local level might be cautious about putting up candidates or might not have the resources to put up candidates that would need extra support to go around their constituency meeting people or to participate in meetings and discussions. And what we want to do is level that playing field with the finances that would be needed, if that's for transporting someone around, if that's for communication support, if that's for whatever disability-related issue there might be. And that way, not only will we be levelling the playing field for candidates, we'll also be making sure those candidates are not going to be seen by anybody as difficult to have as nominees. This is about fairness, to make sure that every disabled person can look at election and think that that is something that they can go for as easily as anybody else. At the end of last year, we changed the rules around elections and election spending so that spending on this kind of support to tackle disability wasn't counted as part of election expenditure. All candidates have a certain amount that they can spend up to, and it used to be that if, for example, you were providing a signer for someone who was deaf, for example, that the cost of that should be at the expense of other things that would happen in the campaign. That's not fair. That's not a level playing field. We want to make a level playing field, and this cash is aimed at doing that.
Some good positive points there, Marco, because, you know, as you say, this funding will help people with disabilities take that step on the ladder if they're looking at the council elections, but also good for the electorate, because you're going to have a more reflective, possibly, parliament or council chamber that will really show, you know, that people can be represented properly at all levels, disabilities or otherwise.
Exactly. We want a diverse set of people representing us, whether that's in parliament, whether that's in council chambers, whether that's on all the boards that are appointed to govern agencies throughout the country. We've managed to make great strides, I think, in Scottish politics on gender. On some of the other minority groups, there's been great performance as well. But this is about trying to extend that record that we have achieved in expanding the number of women in senior posts to ensure that we're diverse on the grounds of disability as well. I think we've got a good record to look at from the last few years, but we can't look at that and think, well, we've clearly solved everything. We've got a lot more to do. This is about ensuring that disabled people have access to elected office.
So if people want to find out more, it's a case of getting in touch with Inclusion Scotland. They'll have all the info and all the dates when people can make their applications?
Yes, we are finalising eligibility criteria and the application process and the date, but that will be announced shortly. Inclusion Scotland will be the people who will be managing it, so anybody who is interested would be best to get in touch with them, and they will be getting the notice at the very instant it is finalised. But we intend to get this running very quickly so that it can have the effect for the elections that are coming up.
Marcus, some great news there. Let's hope some of our listeners, or may even know someone as well, or they may even think themselves they might like to try and sit for councillors. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us all about it on Insight Radio.
A pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.